that a complaint was to be lodged against him in Petersburg, and that his wife, Maria, had been murdered, evidently that he might marry the young lady. I heard one rabble-rouser saying, "What do you say, lads? Are we going to let things carry on like this?" Varvara Petrovna was one of the last people to speak to Nikolai. Here is her account of his final moments with Liza.
Nicholas and Lizaveta had secretly escaped to my estate home on the outskirts of town, the day of the fete. From the ballroom window, they would have been just able to see the flames of the riverside fire in the far distance.
Servants say that part of the riverside court has been burnt down. It's been burning since late last night.
According to the clock, it ought to have been light an hour ago. It's still almost night.
Clocks can lie. It's dull to live by the clock, Lisa.
Do you remember I told you I was a dead woman when I came to you yesterday? You either chose to forget that or didn't hear me.
I don't remember you saying that, Lisa. Why dead? You must live.
Is that all you have to say? You've lost your usual eloquence. I've lived my hour on earth, and I'm satisfied.
Lisa, this is an odd conversation. It saddens me. It must do you too. What's the point of it, Lisa? Lisa, I swear, I love you now more than yesterday when you came to me.
What a strange thing to say. Why compare yesterday to today?
You mustn't leave me. We'll go away together. Today. We will. Won't we?
You're hurting my hand. Where would we go? To be born again somewhere? No. We've tried too many times. I don't have the stamina. Your ideals are too high for me to reach. If we were to go, it would have to be to Moscow, to entertain and visit friends. That's the way I am. I never hid it from you. That's my ideal life. As we can't go to Moscow, since you are married, let's not even think about it.
Lisa, what about your coming to me yesterday?
What happened is over.
It's not possible. What a cruel thing to say.
What if it is cruel? Surely you can take cruelty.
You're taking revenge for my dream yesterday about our life together.
Now you're being cruel.
Why then did you allow me so great a happiness?
It was simply my whim, my dream, as you just phrased it, and nothing more. You can face everyone with honor.
I can't lose you now. I didn't know how much I loved you.
Do you mean to say you didn't know yesterday that I would leave you today? Did you know or not? Don't tell a lie. Did you or not?
I did.
Well then, what more do you want? You knew, and you accepted that moment with me for yourself. Aren't we finished?
Tell me the whole truth. When you opened my door yesterday, did you know yourself that it was only for 1 hour?
Why are you so uneasy? Is it your ego that a woman should leave you first instead of you leaving her? The day before yesterday, when I publicly insulted you, and you answered me with such chivalry, I went home and guessed at once that you were avoiding me because you were married, and not because you had contempt for me, which I feared more than anything. I realized that it was for my sake, for me, angry as I was, that you ran away. And then Peter sidled up to me and explained everything. He said you were dominated by a great idea, before which he and I were insignificant. He also explained that I was an obstacle in your path. He included himself and insisted that we three should work together. He said the most romantic things about a boat and about maple wood oars from some Russian song. I made up my mind then and there to visit you for one last hour. Well, that's all and quite enough. No more explanations. Don't be afraid of anyone. I take the blame for my visit myself. But you know, I did think that you were hopelessly in love with me. Don't despise me. And don't laugh at my tears. I'm feeling sorry for myself just now. Oh, come, that's enough. I'm no good for anything, and you're no good for anything. We're both bad as one another.
If you knew what it costs me to think that I can't be honest with you at this moment. Please, if I could only tell you...
Tell me? You want to tell me something? God preserve me from your secrets. Ever since Switzerland, I've felt that you have something awful, some blood on your hands. And yet at the same time, that something would make you look very silly. Don't tell me if it's true. I'll laugh at you mercilessly.